Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here, oh, Spirit of the Lord is here, the power of the Lord is here, the power of the Lord is here, I feel it in the atmosphere, the power of the Lord is here, oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Stop.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Yes, we're going to walk into a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise them hands today. Amen. Can you feel his presence? The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm going to get my blessing. Praise God. What he going to bring? Healing. He going to bring power. And he going to bring victory. Amen. Praise ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Hallelujah. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this afternoon on Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. A time of worship, praise, and the power word. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil could not be here today. Praise God. But I'm here. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we just bless God. Amen. Till they change his schedule. Amen. Praise God. If they don't change it, I will be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll fill in. Amen. For Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. But let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. And let us keep the man of God in our prayers. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, yes, God, that you have your way, God, today. Glory to your name, Father God. As we lift our hands up in worship, as we lift our hands up in praise, God, we can feel your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask right now, Father, to rain upon us, God, a fresh new anointing today, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, open up the airways, Lord. Encourage somebody today, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's locked down, that feel that they're in bondage, Father God, bring them out, God. Open the fretters. Open up the gates, oh God. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, endow us again. Endow us again, God, with your Holy Spirit on today. Now, Father, as I step aside that the power of God may have its way on today, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a mighty move today, Father. And I ask, Father God, that you create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lift us up, God, today, Lord God. Only you can lift us up today, Father. Only you can open blinded eyes. Only you can open up deaf ears, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now that our eyes are open and our ears are popped open today, Father. That we may hear your voice, God, because you said your sheep know your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So, Father, I thank you for it right now. Now, God, have your way, move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen, people of God. But guess what? We did not blow the shofar. I wanted to start off a little different today because a lot of people don't understand the shofar. Amen. Praise God. Glory to his name. So today, just know this. And when you hear the sound of the shofar, it is time, amen, of jubilation. It is time, the jubilee blessing. It is a time of rest. Amen. And when I read that today, praise God, when I read that today, glory to his name, when I thought about the time of rest, that's a time that God allowed us to rest enemies. Rest from all that we're going through. So, yes, and I thought about it, and I read about it, they mainly blew it on the month of July. So as the shofar blow today, raise your hands to the Lord and receive your mighty blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Thank you.
such a mighty, mighty blast. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God. Amen. For the sound of the shofar blowing our blessings through the earth. Amen. Let the wind of change blow. All right, people of God, let the Lord have his way. Okay, I got a song for us today. Glory to his name. Come on, we're going to open up heavens today. How about that? Glory to his name.
I am.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Open heaven. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to just learn how to worship him. Like she said, there's a river flowing of miracles. Amen. God, somebody say, God is putting us in a place of miracles. So all we got to do is keep our hands raised before the Lord, worship the Lord, glory to his name, and healing is available to us spiritually, physically. Oh, come on, somebody. Financially, mentally, come on. There's a lot of healing taking place on today. Praise God. Healing is available. But guess what, y'all? Praise God. Guess what God is going to do for us? He's going to change our story. Come on.
Do we? we make this our sanctuary tonight, I want you to think about that thing, and I want you to look at somebody. As a matter of fact, grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be, but I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it.
Glory, glory, glory is already changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to keep telling yourself, my story is already changed. Amen. God is changing your late. Oh, come on, somebody. God is going to change that location. What he said, glory to God, glory to God, from being defeated to winning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, we bless and praise God. We are in the middle of our show today, praise God. But we thank God, amen, for those songs. We thank God for his inspiration, amen, praise God. He is blessing us on this day. And I pray glory to your name. Hallelujah. You know, I thought about it today, and, you know, disappointment is a strong force. It is a strong force. You got to teach yourself to walk in encouragement. Amen. We got to do that daily because, yes, it's a strong force, people of God. Amen. So encourage yourself no matter what you're going through. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, today, our power word today is Psalms 142 and verse number 3. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who knows my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a... We know David talks in an extraordinary way. Amen. Praise God, because David went through so much. But listen, when your spirit grows faint within you, it is I who knows your way. That's the Lord speaking. This is one of the benefits of weakness. It highlights the fact that you cannot find your way without help from me. This is the Lord speaking. Come on, Holy Ghost. If you are feeling weary or confused, you can choose to look away from those feelings and turn wholeheartedly towards me. Pour out your heart freely. That's what God wants us to do. Pour out our heart. Tell him really how you feel. And then rest in the presence of the one who knows your way perfectly, all the way to heaven. Continue this practice and gazing at me, even during the times you're feeling strong or confident. In fact, this is when you are most at risk of going the wrong direction. It's when you're feeling strong and confident. Hallelujah, Jesus. Instead of assuming that you know the next step of your journey, train yourself to make your plans in my presence. Ask to me to guide you. Remember that my ways and thoughts are higher than yours. As the heavens are higher than the earth, let this remembrance draw you into worship, high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity and who reaches down to help you. So what is it? When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who knows my way in the path where I walk. Thank you, Jesus, for that. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, Isaiah 55:9. For thus saith the Lord, for thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has, come on, somebody, a continue and a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. This is the Lord. Amen. He wants us, when we feel faint, when we grow weary, because we all grow weary, amen, time after time. But God says, turn your disappointment into worship. Teach yourself to walk in encouragement. In this season, to say, God, in this season, turn my disappointment around into tangible miracles. Turn that thing around, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless and praise God for our power word on today. Amen. We will not walk in defeat. He has changed our location. Amen. Praise God. From defeated, come on somebody, to winning. Now, this ain't no ordinary worship. Worship with me today.
This ain't no ordinary.
Come on, help me say, this ain't no ordinary. working in your life. Remember, God is all his best work in the dark. The facts don't line up when you're trying to believe, but you feel like giving up. You need to know he doesn't take any days off, and he promised he would finish everything.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Sit back and let him work. God is working. You know, he do his best work in the dark. You know how they say late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around for you. Amen. And I believe that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every day I'm in great expectation of something that's going to change and shift the life. Amen. Praise God. So look for that time. Amen. In your life. But anyway, praise God. I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. For coming on today. I was blessed by the song. I am lifted in my spirit. I pray that you was lifted. Praise God in the name of Jesus. And remember, 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 disappointment is a strong force that tries to keep us down. But if you could just muster up, glory to God, some strength, amen, hallelujah, to give God the worship, give God the praise, and watch God change things, amen. With that being said, amen, let me pray, and thank you for coming on. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes, wherever you may be right now. Lift your hands and tell God thank you, because things are going to change. Listen, season changes. Amen. Praise God. And God will never leave us nor forsake us. He said, I will be with you into the end of the world. So listen, get ready, people of God. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, God. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory, God. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless thy people, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray a special blessing be upon them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be lifted in their spirit, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Know that trouble don't last always, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, put it about Shadda. It is a time to rejoice, saith the Lord thy God. So, Father, we rejoice in you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that glory to God as we leave this program, that we'll continue to worship, continue to praise, continue to dance before you, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Give them strength. Give the one strength, God. Give them strength right now. God, if there's any weakness, give them strength now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you, and I lift you up. Now, people of God, there's a song I have. Amen. And remember, 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 encourage yourself. Speak over yourself. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Happy Friday. This is the first Friday of July. This is a season and a time where someone going to say congratulations to you. And I believe it because God put it in my spirit. Congratulations. I speak it over you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yourself. Sometimes you have. remember.